The relationships are provided at the negotiations are happening. We've also appointed a post firm that is going to audit, an independent post firm called the Chartered Accountants that are going to audit the West Ham by NSMR program. Chair, basically the long and short of the slide is that we will, from the 20th of this month, be able to pay for that after we complete the procurement process. The request for proposal for installers will be concluded at the end of March, mid-April. The first phase was indicated by the minister when the announcement was made that we are going to focus when we do the placement of the orders of the customers. The focus of the target is going to be around the border lines, which are predominantly areas around our borders. And this area say are focusing this week on your R-28, which is that your northern peak, excluding from Blackie and other competition areas. This is the second mention that clearly shows the white spots which are the distinct areas. And these are the areas that we are going to be focusing on in the first phase of the implementation of the project. We are hoping that if we are able to place orders around March, we will get to the first phase of process around end of April. And if we get to the process around end of April, we'll then start doing the implementation and installing the process in areas identified before. The second phase, the principle of the second phase is to focus on high density, high impact areas. And those high density, high impact areas will be areas around Gauteng. In fact, it's the whole of Gauteng. It is areas in the Kwazulu Natal around the metropolitan areas. In the Western Cape, it will be your Cape Town area. In the Western Cape, it will be your Bloemfontein, Westland area, your Welkom area, simply because of the density. It is easier and quicker to target those areas, give those areas, and make impact in the same. The eastern phase is Malala, Limpopo, and Northwest area. The detailed shape of this will be discussed with the department and the plans will then be compared after they have been implemented and discussed with the department. And in the program implementation area of the civil and state phase. So our final thought is that the total number, the general, tested the general housing survey of 2018, comes out to 6.2 million people in South Africa that are qualified to our households. We take note of the fact that the announcement was 5 million, it is 5 million, and the budget was 5 million, but the total number estimated as we have said is 6.2. We are verifying information with the Department of Social Development to check this number and also link it up with the indigenous list that they have on the site so that we can then finalize and frame up the number. At this particular point in time, there is an amount, there is a figure of 8 million that came up that we are also still verifying. So it's important that this number gets finalized, because as soon as this number is finalized, we are then able to engage with the departments, national centers, to see how funds can be made possible for us then to be able to conclude this particular process. We also need to do the final calculation of households and the time of implementation and the cost that goes with that. It is important to recalculate the project cost against a total of 100% funding. It was also reported that the budget that we had was based on 70% subsidy, with people being expected to fund 30%. Now it means now we now have to go back and do the recalculation so that we can then engage with Treasury and its government. We need to finalize the distribution model considering the challenges that some projects. Not that we say that South Africa is going to be able to do this work. We are confident that together we will be able to conclude on this distribution model. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Mr. President.
I think bureaucrats are my work for the world of things.
He's the president of the country.
say to me, Jesus. What I have to say to me, Jesus. Okay. Yes? I don't know what it is. I think it's my friend that called me to say to me, so that I said, how to meet. And we have the introduction of about 24 topics. But as well, taking a few of your presentation, I'm sure it's very long. So we don't have that time. I hope you will. No matter work around these things, just manage your time. Do the introduction of this chief.
Thank you,
Colin
Jefferson.
Which means that we are able to teach each and every self and action. If you go on with that, what I'm going
the next slide we will be involved in an informed main project according to the anime, as the registration pass. The issue of the
identified the pressure points that can go wrong in each one of those value chain areas, and the contingency plans has been put in place to make sure that we can ensure that the business can continue. On the next one, from the system radio side, we have finalized all the specifications. We have waited for the approval of the final BADM policy. We are in the process now to do the final alignment site. The three areas that will be involved is the personnel point of sale. There will be development there. The second main area is the ECB application database, where we will restore and update all the data of all the people that is qualifying on that database. We will then build a web server base where we integrate them with Centec on the type of ECB to be issued, with the DTP call center on customer inquiries, then also where applicable with Centec and SASA. On the next one, our division operators in place, we will have three national warehouses. The order will be initiated by the post office, which SASA will receive that order. They will execute it. It will go from there to manufacturers. The manufacturers will transport the equipment to the assigned national warehouse. And from there, our courier company will then distribute the equipment to the applicable post offices. We have also in our planning determined the impact according to the criticality of the distribution process. If the distribution process takes place over a period of 13 months, that is 3 years, we will distribute 5,708 STDs every day. If it takes place over 2 years, we will distribute 8,667 every day. And if we distribute in 1 year, it will be 17,333 every day. You can see the impact of this. It is gigantic, and it will also mean that the number of installers has to be in place. In post office, we have our plans in place to fast-track the process. And however, the number of installations has to take place that we can ensure that we stay ahead of the project. Then on our status, our key deliverables, I'm not going to go very much into detail. From our side, we have done all the specifications, all the offices are ready. Once we receive the start of cost, we will start developing, and that we can do the integration, the testing to all the external parties, and that we can then commence with the rollout as fast as possible. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much. Member from going to ask 5 minutes comfort break, and then we start with any questions, comments.